Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We are live and on air as of right now. All right, everyone. Well, tonight I do not believe we are going to be joined by our co-host Lolita, but you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today, as normal, we will be taking callers with a single question each on today's show. Unfortunately, because of Lolita's absence today, she may pop back in, but because of her absence today, there will be no chat questions. And the chat has now been opened, so anyone that wants to go in there and kind of just mingle amongst themselves can freely do that. We see here that we have a few callers within our queue already. We will be taking callers with your questions momentarily. Once more, we do not normally take the 1111's phone numbers. However, we will go ahead and do that today and make an exception once more, as it has proven to not be so unlucky as of late. We have a couple of announcements before we begin the show and start to take our first caller. The announcement for today is about our specials once more at our website, which is howpsychic.com. All right, and once more, that is howpsychic.com. The specials today are the 30 minutes, which normally run for $12.99, 30-minute reading, private reading with myself, normally runs $12.99. Now on sale of a savings of 46% off for only $7. And we also have Psychic Readings subscription service, which basically you're getting four 30-minute readings for 4 weeks. That's one reading, one 30-minute reading a week. And that is normally or regularly priced at $45.95. Right now it's on sale for the $29.95. That is a savings of 35% off. We are now also featuring the 10-minute reading special because of today's show, which is now a 39% off savings. It is set to $3.95 for today only. So remember, people, book your sessions, make your payments before midnight tonight Eastern Standard Time. All right, we're going to go ahead and start to take our callers now. Our first caller is area code 678. When we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, caller 678, you are live and on air.
Good evening, sir. My name is Craig. I'm calling from West Virginia. And I guess my question would be if you can give me a random message that you feel like is good telling you to tell me tonight.
Okay. Well, what we do is we do specific questions on the show only. Okay. Is there a specific question that you would like to ask?
Okay. Right now I'm single, and I just want to know when do you see another relationship coming into my life?
Okay, wonderful. Just give me one moment while I tap into that information for you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm actually feeling like it's going to be very soon here. I'm getting somewhere around the end of November, but I feel like it's going to happen because you're out there and you're looking. You're being active about it. I'm seeing you in the action of looking and exploring for what's out there and actually finding this time something very significant. Now, you're going to have a few run-ins with people that may seem to be that way on the surface, but you will quickly find out they are not really the potentials that you're looking for, okay? However, you are going to find one potential which seems to be the greatest of all. And truthfully, I feel like the opportunities you've had before, obviously they haven't worked out too well, but I see like the quality has gotten a little bit better each time, and I feel like you're well on your way to that success and trying to find a more long-term and permanent relationship rather than just one to tide you over for now, okay?
Right.
All okay, right. Well, sir. We thank you for calling in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Now I'm going to do our next caller here. We have our next caller at area code 619. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, Adam. It's Steve in California. And my question
Well,
is
hello there, Steve.
Hi, Adam. Sometimes when I go to sleep at night, I'm awake and I get these inner promptings that I need to sit up and meditate, focus, pay attention. And this has been going on for years and years. And I just wondered what the purpose of it, what is it, the purpose of it?
Okay, this has been going on for years and years. And have you recorded the time in which it normally occurs?
Well, it used to happen many years for around 3 o'clock, but now it can happen like usually right before I'm getting ready to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this is a wonderful question. It's a little difficult for me to answer, so just give me one moment while I try and really in tune with this one and see what's going on for you.
Okay.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to ask you here is really what has been going on with your love life, because I'm feeling like there's some type of connection to, you know, what's going on, your love life, your financial, and just about everything else. It seems to be really happening because this is trying to wake you up, this is trying to get you going, and this is trying to get this all to happen at a most opportune time. I'm feeling like the time this is occurring is when, you know, this is happening because it's trying to wake you up when you're in that moment that you're able to manifest and you're able to just do in the spirit world. It's like they're telling me that that's when your abilities are heightened the most. And it changed because sometimes throughout life we change, okay? However, you'll notice that even with the change, it's now happening still on a reoccurring time, always the same time, and then it might change again down the road to another time. But it'll always be that time until it then changes.
Okay. Because usually if I don't meditate beforehand consciously on my own and I try to go to sleep, they wake me up and make me do it, which is fine, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, what they're trying to tell me is that when, you know, the spirit's waking you up here, it's because that is the time where you're kind of in the in-between. It seems like they're telling me you have some difficulty when you're fully conscious to really put yourself into it, where
right.
You can meditate just fine, you can visualize just fine,
it's
but you're not feeling
the
oomph.
Right.
Huh?
It's just a matter of finding the time to do it.
Yeah. Well, they're saying the time you're being woken up is really the best time to do it because you're in that in-between state. Your conscious and your subconscious are both meeting at that time.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Sure.
All right. We have one more caller for today so far. Our next caller is area code 901. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam. This is Annabelle. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Annabelle. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Reverend Adam, I want to ask someone to Thanksgiving dinner. Do you think I'd be out on a limb, or should I just not do that?
Okay. Who are you inviting, girl?
the first name is Rick.
Okay. Let's see here. You know, I think that you should go out on that limb and invite him, and even if he doesn't show up, you know, whatever, you sent out the invitation, right? Well,
yes.
I'm feeling that he will show up. I do feel like it's worth it. And I'm getting like it's going to be worth it either way, but it is worth it in the aspect that he will come, or at least do his best to be able to attend it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's see here,
mm-hmm.
Annabelle. It seems
okay.
to me that the health is getting a little better, but there's still something else that just happened.
What happened?
I'm asking you because I'm feeling like, okay, I'm seeing it shifted. I see one thing got better and then something else started happening.
I don't know. I'm going to have to give you a private call on that.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. Sounds good, then.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, everyone, while we're waiting on some more callers for today's show. We have our specials going on the website right now at howpsychic.com. The first one is a 30-minute, normally for $12.99. It is now set to $7. That is a savings of 46% off. We also are featuring the 4-week subscription plan, which is now a 35% off savings at only $29.95. We also have the 10-minute reading for those of you that don't really want to, ask a lot or go into too depth of a reading, and that is now set to a 39% off savings, which is a price of $3.95. Once more, please visit howpsychic.com, lighting your way. All right, we are looking here at our switchboard once more. And let's see here. I wonder if I've taken this one. Area code 619. Please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
Adam, it's Steve. You talked to me before.
Oh, hey, Steve. Okay. Yeah, I get people with the same area codes all the time, but thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Sure.
You don't have any other callers right now.
You were asking me about my love life. There is none, so I was just wondering if you had anything to say
mm-hmm.
about that. I had a dream about
okay,
that last
actually,
night.
Okay, actually, yeah. I'm sorry?
I had a dream about that last night as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what I feel, and then you can tell me a little bit about your dream or whatever you're willing to share, and I can do a little dream interpretation for you, okay? The first thing, the reason why I asked you, you know, how your love life is, because that's the first sign they gave me that you're going to be trying to manifest. Of course, the first one should always be money, because we all need some good well-being, you know? But they're saying, okay, the love life, he needs to manifest the love life in this time when we're waking him up. This is all about the manifestation, they said. And they're saying to me that, you know, this is when you're going to be most apt and powerful at manifesting that goal, or any other for that matter. What I am seeing is that love life for you seems to take off now pretty soon. I'm feeling like it's going to be before the end of the year. I don't have a specific timeline as of right now, per se, but this is what they're giving me. They're saying by the end of this year, long as he does the physical actions and he does the manifestation within the timelines of which we're waking him up.
Okay, good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Right.
Did you want to share your dream with me or anything?
Well, what they said was in the dream, they were telling me about the relationship, and they were saying the most important challenge I will have regarding this relationship, and they told it to me, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
And also, as the man was talking to me about it, he was talking to me, but it was hard for me to hear him. I was trying to, like, listen
mm-hmm.
in his ear. I just don't understand why it would be so faint as far as the volume level. I was trying so
mm-hmm.
hard to hear him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what this means is that you were in tune with your higher self, and you were the one giving yourself the message in the dream. Because a lot of times our higher self will come in very faintly, especially in dreams, unless we just happen to be really, really, really in tune that time, okay?
Right.
And what this also means is that because you could hear like what the message was about, but you couldn't hear what the most difficult part would be, so to speak, in accomplishing it.
Right. Or if they told me, because in the dream I was writing it down on a piece of paper, because the dream seemed so real, of course. And then, you know, obviously I don't have the piece of paper with me now.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, what that means is that, okay, you were basically meant to hear it within your subconscious, but not within your conscious. So, you know, what it is that if you remembered it consciously, what the most difficult part was, it was going to emphasize it, and it was going to become even more difficult. That you needed to subconsciously be aware of it, so it doesn't just shock you when it comes up, okay?
Okay, that's better, because I'm this very person that worries about things beforehand anyway. So thank you so much, Adam.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we've got another caller here for today's show. Our next caller is area code 303. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, about a week ago, I emailed a gentleman from my past, and he's just been on my mind a lot. I want to know if you pick up, what kind of reaction you pick up from that email, and whether or not I will get a response.
I am getting the message that you will get a response, okay? I'm feeling like the response will be a little bit more positive than negative. Of course, there'll be a little bit of negative in there because I feel like this person's just kind of, how do we say, stumping themselves or blocking themselves. I keep seeing them like tripping over their own feet, to be honest. Okay. I feel that the reaction or the feeling from this message that you had sent out or you're waiting back from, I'm feeling like, you know, they're kind of getting some parts of it. They're not getting the others. And I'm feeling overall, in the end, it is all going to soak in. It is all going to be recognized for what it is, and it'll be a healing process, okay?
Okay.
I'm feeling like for them, it's just where they're not seeing things very clearly. You know, they could read or find out right now about something and then totally interpret it differently than what it truly is within context just 2 minutes from the time they read it.
Okay. Well, it was just a note trying to get back in touch. We had a relationship at one time, and I the thing is, I've always felt connected to this person. I don't know how he feels toward me, but, you know.
Okay. Well, I do feel a response. I do see some type of contact. It doesn't appear to be too long, but it might just take a little while.
Okay. I don't know if I can ask another question, but do you feel...
Normally we don't do more than one question per caller, but you're the only caller right now, so go right ahead.
Okay. Do you see continued communication? Are we going to reestablish a friendship or...
Okay.
What do you see with that?
Well, I see a reestablishment of the friendship first, and then I see potential for it to become a relationship and something more substantial down the road. It's definitely there, and it has that opportunity, you know, but I feel like the friendship is going to be the first thing to be reestablished.
Yeah. It has
now, I do feel that this person will tell you, you know, even in the beginning of the reconnecting with one another, that they did have attractions and feelings towards you, but they weren't very large. They always kept them in check.
Yeah, well, I've had the same feelings for him for years, and I always sense that I'm intuitive as well, but, you know, when you pick up stuff for yourself, you always doubt it. And I figured he did, but, you know, he's been with someone else, so I don't know if he's still in that or if that's over, whatever. But anyway.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and answer this last thing for you. I feel like that individual is still around in their life, but not as connected as they once were. I don't really feel that they're together, per se, romantically anymore. I feel like that was a time in their lives that had occurred. But currently, it looks as if they're friends from a distance.
Okay. Well, they have to co-parent, so that makes sense. I don't know. How soon can I get an appointment with you if I need one?
Okay. Actually, my appointment availability is right on the website through the Book Now button. However, I would be willing to, let's see here. I could get one in with you tonight, even right after the show, if you'd like. You'd have to give me about 30 minutes after the show or so.
Okay. So just go there and book it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, because I think I want to go more in-depth with this, and I know we can't do
that
over the air. So.
Yeah. So what you do is you just make your payment. I don't do them this late on the booking schedule, so I'll just go ahead and give you a call once I've seen the payment come through.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, that was another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, if you want to take advantage of our great specials, they can be found at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And, you know, we have the 30-minute special going on, the 4-week subscription special, and the 10-minute reading special. All great, wonderful discounted prices. And, just check it out before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. All right, we don't have any other callers for tonight, so we're going to go ahead and end the show a little earlier. We look forward to seeing you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Psychic Talk Radio. Can be found through blogtalkradio.com. Namaste, love, light, and good night.